Doctors already ask us about how much we smoke and drink, about our sex life, our diet. Should they also be asking about guns? It's a hotly debated question, as our healthcare reporter, Capital Public Radio Sammy Kayola, explains.
With mass shootings again in the national spotlight, some healthcare providers are wondering whether they can play a role in preventing acts of violence.
Many physicians have reached personal turning points. They can't stay on the sidelines anymore.
That's Dr. Garen Wintemute, director of the University of California Firearm Violence Research Center at UC Davis. He's not suggesting physicians screen all patients, just ones with major risk factors like severe mental illness, substance addiction, suicidal thoughts, or a history of abuse. Once a doctor has the information, they can decide whether to intervene.
It is possible to involve family and obviously involve the person who's the topic of the discussion in a conversation about should the firearms be relocated temporarily, should they be dispensed of on a permanent basis.
Arthur Zrabinda is a doctor in Los Angeles and a member of the advocacy group Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He says asking patients about guns is absolutely inappropriate.
This is a matter of personal choice and a personal privacy. It's none of the doctor's business what kind of guns the patient has, how many, and what they do with them.
He acknowledged that the question might be necessary in specific situations. In California, there's nothing restricting gun talk in the doctor's office, but a handful of other states have legal restrictions on what doctors can say about firearms. Wintemute is currently working with other agencies to help physicians understand how and when to have these conversations. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.